It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Oh, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
DC, DC games look like whatever, man. What you doing?
It was too much. It was too easy. It was right there.
Dare you disrespect the Beastie Boys? Like that.
My bad, man. I'm sorry. I forgot. Man. You said 92. You know, I was just in that. I'm in my zone. Mm-hmm. It's good though. Bring it back.
But man, I had to say this. When he started the music like that, that reminded me of something. Yeah, I'll tell you a story about the Michael Jordan Portland that one too.
Which one?
Hold on.
He always name dropping. I went to a couple myself.
I was gonna say we mic dropping, so go ahead.
So me and my boy Clay, we walk up to the Michael Jordan party line.
Were you the plus one or he was plus one?
No, but he was plus one. So but
actually, gotcha.
We were not on the list, but then Fred Whitfield saw us out there
talking about guys. My man.
So we go in. And as we walk on the steps, I noticed the steps were a little slippery. I said, you gotta be careful on the way down. Mm-hmm. So we go to the steps, we drink and have a good time. They playing the music like this, had the music bumping like he's bumping the music. Mike Phillips was on a jazz playing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They's bumping music. All of a sudden, I was drinking a little bit, you know, we was having a good time.
Uh-oh.
So we decided to go downstairs.
Uh-oh.
You forgot your own advice.
Uh-oh.
I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I forgot my own advice. So my right foot kind of elevated a little bit, and my whole body fell down the steps. And as I was falling down the steps, the DJ stopped the music like this.
So everybody's attention.
And everybody turned around like that. It's just like that. And everybody turned around like, what the hell? I was embarrassed.
You lost all your cool points.
Yeah, but
I guess man is this?
Yeah, exactly.
Whose man is this?
I know. You know when you fall, you get up and try to be cool with it, jump a little bit. You know, try to get up fine. But you okay? So, DC, you reminded me of that. So, I just want to throw that out there. It's just a story.
Is that one of my
most embarrassing moments?
Let me write that one down.
You got to make fun of yourself.
I did laugh tween. I ain't never heard that.
Exactly.
I'm going to write that one down.
My boy Clayton.
He didn't talk to you the rest of the night.
No, trust me. He tells a story like, he tells a great story.
You play by play.
It takes about like 20 minutes to get to the punchline.
Like, but did he fall?
He's like, people stopping at cars looking inside his club. Anyway, we're talking about it. Thank you, DC, for reminding me of that. Anyway, Mac, thank you for being
most
indulgent.
Most embarrassing
a little bit.
Moment.
Yes. We've all had those, right, pal?
Oh, I've had them.
Oh, yes, I mean, we have. I fall
but see,
all the time.
You got to make fun about it. Yeah. I mean, I fell down still. Boom.
I have an embarrassing falling down story.
Where happened?
In public.
Where happened?
I have the best one after that.
This was in, this was when I was living in Wisconsin. So this was actually fall 2013.
Yeah.
I was on a date with a girl. We went ice skating.
Uh-oh.
This ain't going good already.
I know how to skate. I play hockey. So yeah. I rented a pair of skates because I had outgrown my old pair, but the skate blades were dull, and I was like, I'm gonna fall.
That's what I said too.
I knew it was gonna happen. So we're skating around, we're just chatting, and then we hit a turn and we're picking up some speed, and my edge gave out, fell down. I was cool, everything's fine. So we're skating around a little bit longer, and I fall again. I just feel this cold breeze.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I ripped my pants from the inside of my right knee all the way along the seam to the inside of my left knee.
Wow.
Just wide open.
Wow.
That gave you a cold breeze.
Yeah. So you turned them into chaps.
Yes. They turned into chaps real fast. Oh, it's hilarious.
So how'd you handle that?
I joked. I said, well, I guess you know the color of my underwear. That's the first thing I said.
I'm glad you won't go commando.
It was November.
It ended up being a game time to see.
Uh-oh.
Hey, it was November in Wisconsin. Yeah. The funny thing was that because Chris and I for a podcast Culture State, we talked about that.
Okay,
that incident because we had PD Pablo on, so we just told like funny because Chris actually on air for when he was at WXII in Greensboro, popped his pants live on television.
Oh wow!
He went viral back when going. It was like around the same time, which is kind of funny. But anyway, my girlfriend had listened to the podcast, so she actually had brought it up to me. She's like, "You're not going to split your pants." So she had listened to that, and before we even went on our first date, it was great.
Oh wow!
So, yeah,
there you go. I know y'all got songs.
I know you've never fallen.
Oh, this one is I probably shouldn't even tell this.
Yeah, but,
so, I mean, I fall on occasion.
Okay.
And so I was coming down my steps. This is a home. And there's a landing, and then you got two more steps.
Yeah.
Well, I missed the last two steps. Uh-huh. So I hurt myself. So I took myself to urgent care. Mm. What I didn't realize is they document that, right?
Right.
So, okay. Like, 9 months later, I fell again.
Right. And you went back there.
And I went back there. But I didn't pay attention to my band. I never paid attention to that till I was sitting down and they call my name.
So you're a chronic faller.
And
I thought she'd be an abuse.
When they call your name, you know, you get up and go to the door. Oh, like, somebody came to get me. And I was trying to figure out
why. So services rolled up in there.
So then when I got to the room and I looked, I had on a yellow band that said fall risk, and they walk with you everywhere so because you're a liability. I took a picture and sent it to my nephews because I knew they would love it.
Oh, my goodness.
But that was one selfie that didn't go on Facebook.
Yeah, one of the few.
And the lady, I said, well, that was 9 months ago. How long am I going to be in the system? She said 12 months. So you...
Does the 12 months reset every fall?
I don't know. I got to go back and see if I'm in... In
you probably still in there.
Yeah.
The weight med system.
So now we know if anything ever happens, they're going to give you a yellow band.
Yeah. So be careful because they will.
Boy, you
label
come in with,
you.
With a yellow band on. That'd be funny.
Fall risk.
Fall risk. Wow.
I just have to ask.
Yeah.
You, new feet?
Yeah.
Well, you had them long?
Yeah. I mean, good question.
Things happen.
I mean, okay.
So.
I'm just curious about
wow,
it.
Wow. Wow. Anyway,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I've been saying fall risk.
We don't have time to tell mine, but trust me, it's
we'll get to that. Some
matter
point.
Of fact, what I'm gonna tell is the reason that I actually play golf to this day.
Oh,
huh?
That's interesting.
I mean, how long is it? Can you give us a short version? Because I mean, that now you make me curious about. Yeah.
No, I mean it was actually on Father's Day.
I think I heard this.
Yeah, that's the one I fell down the stairs. Yeah, for real. It was actually on Father's Day, and my daughter was, I think she was like 6 months old, mm-hmm. maybe 3-4 months old, whatever it was. And no, actually, she was 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming down the stairs, and I slipped, and she was in my arms.
Wow.
Fell all the way down the stairs, held her to my chest the whole night. No problem. She had nothing happened to her at all. I get to the bottom of the stairs, and I go, something don't feel right.
That pelvic bone.
If anybody tells you can't crack your tailbone, they lied to you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Been there, done that.
And that was the day that I said, I think I'm going to start playing golf. After the ambulance and all the people came, you know, and the neighbors came out.
But you didn't drop the baby.
And then drop the ball.
You didn't drop the ball.
Never drop the ball. Any good receiver never drops the ball. See what I'm saying?
That's good.
I could be knocked out. Concussed. I still got the ball.
There you
That's
go.
Good.
He never dropped the ball.
That's a good player, man.
Yeah, but it was good. It was a trying time. Needless to say, you know, my wife at the time, you know, I got cussed out for about 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
5 years behind that.
Because it was all about the baby, that, not you.
What?
That was the beginning of the end right there.
I didn't drop the ball. No, that's it. She's fine. No, that doesn't go well.
You got to be more careful with my baby.
Yeah, that doesn't go well at all. But anyway,
yeah.
Speaking of being careful, the GMs, the GM for the Philadelphia 76ers think they should be a little more careful with Jalen
Eagles, yeah.
Oh, 76, I said.
But
wow.
That too. They got problems there,
remember
too.
Remember, he fell.
Yeah.
That's not what my brain, well, some people think my brain is there. But
it depends on who you're talking to.
There
anyway.
You go.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.